Hey everyone, how's it going? It's nice of you all to be here. I am so excited. Hold on a second, we got a little bit of feedback and trying to figure out why that's going on. If you guys will give me a second, usually doesn't happen, so we're going to have to figure out what is going on with my feedback here. Hold on. Okay, maybe that's better. Hey guys, what's going on? Hope you're having a great Thursday. I'm so excited that we're here. A little rainy weather out, but that's okay. Rainy weather never keeps us extraordinary, ordinary people down. Checking into the chat room. Hey, guys, how's it going? It's glad to see that everybody is there, and I'm hoping that you guys are having an amazing, thoughtful Thursday. We have Big Bob, Bill, Donna. Hey, Donna, long time no see. Jenna, newbie, hey, how's it going? Mary, nice to have you. Sally and Twinkle Girl. Is my Twinkle Girl? Yep, she's there. So glad that you guys are here, that you have taken the time to come and check us out. As you all know, this is our one-year anniversary. We're celebrating. We're looking forward to big things that we're going to do. and I am excited to be here with you guys. For you guys that just turned in, that was Beantown Shada by Cardiac. I love that song. It's kind of funny, that song has a little bit of a story. It just kind of started as a joke originally, and then when he got it down and recorded, it's like, you know what? I think we got something here. So I like it. Got a nice little beat to it. Hope everybody is enjoying their day. We're hoping that we can get you up and on your feet and dancing and just having a great, good old time. Right off the bat, I want to take a moment before I go into my thought for the day. Just want to thank everybody for your congratulations and your emails. Basically wishing us well on our one-year anniversary, and we're just so excited about the fact that we're here and having a good time. All right, hold on, guys. Give me a second. See, this is what happens when you go solo. You have this thing where you have to do two things at the same time, and for people like me, kind of gets hard. But anyway, just wanted to thank everybody, and I just wanted to read this email that I got, and I'm looking through for it. Up here it is. Got this email, and this is from Veronica. And Veronica is reaching out from Washington State. Hi, Veronica. Hope you're listening. Hope you're having a great Thursday. And she just wanted to wish us well and let us know that she thinks we're an inspirational show. She likes the fact that we talk about ordinary people that do amazing things, and it pumps her up when she listens to us. And I'm glad. I'm really excited that you guys are getting something out of it. Really excited that we're reaching out to people and that they have a sense of us not forgetting about the so-called little people, because there's no such thing as little people. So if you guys are out there, thank you, Veronica, for that encouragement, and thank you for being there, listening to us and making our receivership go up and up and up. I'm so excited. Just wanted to let you guys know, if you are interested in calling in, please do so, do so, do so. I would love to hear from you. The number is 1-347-989-1473. I really want to hear from you guys, because I'm here all by my lonesome and am just so excited to be able to hear what's going on, what are you guys up to, what great things have you discovered, maybe not discovered. So I wanted to let you guys know, today was kind of fun. I had an audition today, as some of you know. I do a little acting on the side, which is kind of like my passion. And this audition was so different from anything I've ever done before, because it was improv. And I have to tell you, it was a lot of fun. For those of you out there that are listening that you are actors, one of the things that I find terrifying is what we call a cold read, where you just walk in and they say, yo, here's the script, read it for 5 or 10 minutes, create a character, and then read for it. And you're not really just reading. You're actually acting. You have to create this character in a matter of minutes, try to figure out what they're looking for. And I have to be honest with you, it's very terrifying to me. I find that very intimidating, and it's difficult for me at times, because you're trying to elicit emotions and interact with someone that's not there. What's there is a camera, and it's staring at you. And a lot of times all you see is your reflection staring back at you, confused, not knowing what to do. So I always... most times it's very intimidating for me when I go into an audition where it's a cold read. But today it was different, because it was an improv kind of thing where the guy's like, all right, you guys are doing this, and I'm with this guy, and he has to. So it was so much fun just to interact and the stuff that came out of it. So it was very enjoyable. I actually was excited about it, because it was the first time that I left an audition going, whew, I wasn't like totally nervous. I wasn't like, oh man, I totally bombed. It was more of like, I enjoyed it. It wasn't bad. It was cool. So with that, we have some dead spaces, like the big no-no. What I want to do right now is I want to play a song for you guys, okay? Because as you guys know, Nosik here, Papa Soul, was on the show a couple weeks ago. Love the man. And he has some really amazing, great songs that I like. And I've kind of put him in the regular rotation. And there's one song in particular that I love, and I think it's a perfect fit for our Thoughtful Thursday. It's called Lighthouse. So for your enjoyment, I want you guys to hear the song Lighthouse by Nosik here, Papa Soul, from Chicago. And I hope you enjoy it. And we are back, and that was Lighthouse by Papa Soul, Melissa Kia Papa Soul, out of Chicago. I love that song. I love that vibe he has and just that whole feel. Okay, I don't know why I keep hearing an echo. Echo, echo, have no idea. As you can tell, on the job training over here, we're getting better at it. I know it's been a year, guys, but you know, some things I'm a little slow at, and that's one of them. So today, Thoughtful Thursday. I have a great thought for you guys. It's so funny that you guys know I have a kind of a hectic lifestyle. You know, we have all these people and all these kids and all these things, and they're all going in 20 different directions. Well, one of the things that hit me was that my husband and I, we have been married 16 years, second marriage for both of us. We finally got it right second time, thank the Lord. So we've been married for 16 years, and one of the things we realized is that it's been a while since we actually had the opportunity to go away together, just the two of us. We did manage to have a quote-unquote honeymoon back in 98, which is kind of ironic because it was like 4 years after we got married. We went away, Disney World, had a great time, just the two of us. We haven't been able to do it. Like, we've, you know, you have the little weekend trips here and there, and we have what we call working weekends where he was doing, you know, a business on the side, so we would go away to conventions and conferences and all those, but it's kind of not the same because, you know, he's at the training and I'm doing my own thing, so didn't really get to spend as much time together. So this past week, we actually had a belated celebration for our anniversary, and we went away, and we wind up going to the White Mountains, and it's kind of funny because Andy, I'm going to put you on the spot. Andy is so amazing. We were talking last week about Foursquare, this software that people will literally tell you exactly where they are down to the fact that they're home or not home. So I got curious and I decided to, I had an account, so I started messing with it. And one of the things that I found out that was real ironic is that, this is funny, if you're paranoid, this is where paranoia can kick in. Because one of the things that it's funny about the software that's on your phone is like they know exactly where you are. Like you check in and it actually gives you a list of places that are near where you are. So literally, like if there's a restaurant or a bowling alley or a movie theater, you know, you can just click on it and you check in to let people know that that's where you are. Well, one of the cool things that I found out about the software being, you know, the fool that I am, is that they don't care if you put whatever. So you can put that you're in Timbuktu and I checked into Timbuktu or I'm in the Taj Mahal. So I was messing with it, and Andy's so cute. He says to me, you know, like that software is really not smart, because they have been cases where people will do this, where they're checking in, and now thieves are looking at this going, oh, okay, I know where this person lives, and they're not home. They're gone for a couple of days, and people were getting broken into because of the fact that they were actually telling people when they weren't home. The other safety concern was that there were women Deborah actually checking in and was like, oh, I'm home. And literally the address was on there telling people where they were. And then they would take it a step further where, oh, I'm so bored because I'm all alone. Could you put a sign out there to say, you know, come and attack me or whatever? So this is some of the concerns. It's so funny because I'm like messing with it, checking in and like totally opposite places from where I am. And Andy's like, you know, this isn't really smart. And I was messing with him. I was like, yeah, you're right, Andy, if I really was there. So it was kind of fun. Andy and I were going back and forth. But this software, if you haven't tried it, it's kind of cool. I think it's funny because it does have its usefulness, like if you're meeting up with somebody or whatever. But, I mean, come on, people. If you want to put them at your home, be smart. Don't put the exact address, you know. That's just not prudent, especially if you're female and you're by yourself and you're letting people know you're alone. One of the things we talk about a lot is internet safety. Make sure that you're savvy about the information that you give out. And for those of you that have children, you got to be savvy with them too, because it's amazing that as a former police officer and having served in a component of the military, you learn a lot of tricks of the trade. And one of the things, the skill of observation. And one of the things is that there's so much that someone like myself could learn about a person just from the pictures they post online, the things they say, the little hints that they give you, that I could literally know where you are. I could go to, let's say, a baseball field because I know you're playing baseball, and I know what you look like because I see your pictures on Facebook. And if you're a younger child, I could yell out your name, and I could say, oh, your mother Mary told me to come pick you up. And how do I know their name? Well, they're talking about it on Facebook or on MySpace. So be very cognitive of what kids are talking about online. Try to be discreet about some of the information, because the reality is if I myself can pick that up, predators do this full time. That's what they do. They're deceitful. They're not truthful. They make sure that they know how to get into environments or to research things so that they know how to pick out their victims. So that's why it's very important that, you know what, if you have kids, it's okay to cramp their style. Be leery of what they're putting on, who they're allowing as friends, and make sure that, you know what, the reality is Facebook doesn't check to see if the person that opens an account is really Bob Smith, a 14-year-old child. It could be anybody. That could be a 16-year-old predator. It could be someone that just got out of jail. So, again, when your children, especially with your children, for me it's a little bit different because I am in a public venue. I do allow a lot of people to befriend me on, let's say, Facebook for networking reasons. But when it's a child or someone under the age of 18, even an older family member maybe, that's, make sure that they're a little bit leery of what they're putting online, what information they're giving out there. Never give out your Social Security number. Make sure you never click on links that are emailed to you unless you absolutely know where that's coming from. And even if you think you know where it's coming from, do not click on that, because there are people that will send clones of Citibank and PayPal. That's a big one. So if there's a link that's sent to you, do it separately. Make sure you click out of that, open a whole new browser window, and click on that to check it just to make sure. Because what they're trying to do is to see if that's a live account. Remember, never give your Social Security number, your date of birth, that kind of stuff. You can put that you were born in July, like mine, July 7th. You don't want to put the year, because predators can start piecing things together about where you live, how old you are, that kind of stuff. So just a little thing. Andy's great advice, don't put anything online you wouldn't want a spouse, boss, cop, attorney, or criminal to read. Very true. On that note, I'm glad you brought that up, Andy, because the reality is when I worked as a project manager, one of my responsibilities was to screen potential employees for our company, because I would do the initial and then my boss would be the one doing the interviews. So one of the things that it was my job to go through this huge, humongous pile of resumes. Sometimes I'm looking at 30, 40, 50 resumes. This is very important if you guys mentor younger kids or if you're in that. Be very leery of this. The first thing I would do is I would take every resume and I would Google them. I would do search on their names, date of birth, or whatever. And you would be surprised how many times I would weed out what I thought was an ideal candidate because of the stuff that I found online. For example, I worked in the security field. And if I'm looking at a resume of a person who wants to be a security officer, that's a little bit different than a security guard. There's more training involved. There's more pay. There's a sensitivity because they have to have a security clearance. We're talking about, you know, Department of Defense sites. So it's a lot of more responsibility than just you know, maybe a security guard that's just at the front door somewhere and that kind of stuff. So this was serious stuff that I have to make sure. And I'm not going to hire someone that is on Facebook or MySpace talking about how the fact that they called in sick because they went and got drunk, or the fact that they were lighting trees, for those of you that know that's, you know, lingo for getting high, smoking pot. Not the kind of person I want to hire. And it's really sad because I have to tell you, there was a lot of really good candidates, really good, that's how they got weeded out because of the stuff that was online. And I hate to tell you, the market nowadays, employment-wise, is so competitive that we can choose and pick. And that also happens for schools. That's another thing that colleges will do. As part of the admission process, they will do Google searches. And I know this because I worked with Monster Inc., and they have a program where we go to the schools and we actually do a presentation to kids on the best way to get into schools and what needs to be done your junior, senior year of high school to ensure that you get accepted to a great school, and that's one of them. And Andy, you're 1,000% right. You think that just because you put it somewhere and if it's even an oopsie and then you delete it, chances are it's been copied and pasted, it's somewhere, and absolutely right. Do not put anything online that you absolutely would be embarrassed about. That includes the fact that one of the things that I do whenever I take anybody's picture, I let them know. I have them look at the picture. Is it acceptable to them? Is it something that they're okay with? And then I tell them, is it all right for me to post this? Very important, because the reality is, I'll give you an example. My niece works as a teacher, and she is very careful because she has a reputation to keep, not because she does anything wrong, because she's an amazing woman in that sense, but the fact that there's a perception. And when you are working with anything that has to do where you have the public trust, perception is the most important thing. So there's certain pictures that might be considered inappropriate, and she screens any picture that is put online, and I totally agree with her on that. So again, be leery of what you're doing when pictures are being taken. Nowadays, cameras are everywhere. They're in your phones. They're in, you know, everybody has them. So again, be very careful, and I suggest to anybody, always Google yourself before you apply for a job or anything like that. See what's out there about you to make sure that there isn't anything that's embarrassing that maybe you can deal with beforehand so you don't get caught off guard. And it can really ruin the chances for you to get a decent job or accepted to a good school or criminal background check, any of those things. So with that note, let me welcome everybody back into the chat room. We have Andy, of course, Big Bob. Hey, Bob, what's up? Bill, Donna, Gina, welcome. Guest 3192, how are you doing? Martha, nice to have you back. Mary, Sally, and Twinkle Girl. My Twinkle Girl is back. So today, because it's actually, you guys know, that is a one-year anniversary, one of the things that I think is important to do, because we did this way back, like a year ago, I had one of my boys, Alex, actually interviewed me. He interviewed me about what I was about, what I was doing, all that kind of stuff. But guess what? It's been a year. So I am opening myself up to you guys if you want to call in, if you have any questions for me, if there's anything you'd like to know about me, about my background, any of that stuff, you can call me at 1-347-989-1473. Yes, that's the call-in number. Or you can go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman, WMN. You can click onto the segment page right there. You can email me, ordinarywoman, WMN, @gmail.com. I'll get that as well and answer your questions. So I'm looking forward to it because I don't want to be all alone in here. Oh, man, it's been an amazing week. So getting the opportunity to go to the mountains and kind of get in tune with nature again was just so awesome. I'm telling you, if you guys are not from this area and have not had the opportunity to go to the White Mountains in New Hampshire, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely recommend it because of the fact that, oh, my goodness, what an amazing, beautiful place. And that brings me to my thought for Thursday. Yes, segue right into it. Have to tell you guys, one of the things that boggled my mind was the fact that, do you realize the amazing stuff that's around us every day? Think about it. Think about the fact that we have the sun, the stars, the moon, the blades of grass, the flowers, the birds, the trees, fish, oceans, mountains, everything, everything. I mean, just think about it. all this stuff that we have, and we take it for granted. We're like, whatever, we're in a car, we're stuck in traffic, we're not paying attention. I can't tell you how many times I've been stuck in traffic, and then I'll look up and go, wow, I never knew that house was there. I never noticed that before. So, and the reality is that it really gets to me about how much we take stuff for granted. Now, I am very religious. You all know that. Never denied it. I always believe in something higher. I think it's very important for us to always believe in something bigger than ourselves. And it doesn't matter what that is. It could be the universe. It could be God, Buddha, you know, higher self, Mother Earth, whatever it is that you believe in. It's all well and good. Yes, Andy, you're right. Absolutely. And God created cats. Love cats. I just wish I wasn't allergic to them. I think they're so amazing. But anyway, the reality is that look at all the amazing things that are created for us, and we take them for granted. Being up in the White Mountains, if you guys are my friend on Facebook, you can go and check out some of the pictures. I actually just went off a couple of days and did all kinds of weird nature shots, just weird things of, you know, trees and flowers and birds and all that kind of stuff. And it really hit me how different everything is. Like, every flower is different, every tree is different, every bird. I mean, God put so much time and effort into creating this amazing earth that everything is different. Like, he loved us so much that he made everything different. And we sit there like, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like we take it for granted. And it was funny because the first day my husband and I were up there, our ears were literally buzzing from the quiet. Because we're so used to being around all this noise and all this stuff. And it was like, whoa, what is that? And my husband's like, I think it's called silence, because we hadn't heard it in so long. That it was just an amazing feeling. And it was funny, because originally we were like, you know what? We're going to go do the zip line, and we're going to go doing golfing, and we're going to go horseback riding, and we're going to do all this stuff. And after like an hour or two of that decompression going on in our head, it really hit us that we just wanted to chill, like really get in tune with nature. Like, I love being out in the woods. Andy can attest to this because we used to go out when we did drills. We'd be outdoors all the time. But I tell you, it's so amazing to be out in the woods. Love it. Love the feeling of it, the sounds, everything. To be able to get in tune with that again, it really puts into perspective a lot of the stuff that's busy time. You know, the ringing phone, the TV, that all these things that just command our attention all the time and gets us so bogged down that we really forget about what's important. What's important to us, what makes us happy. You know, it's just like Andy, I'm going to pick on you because Andy absolutely loves cats. Like, I love his cat Buddy because he's just like personality and stuff. And the reality is that is such a gift to notice that, like to have this sense of wonderment when Buddy does something funny or when he does a trick or when he's just sitting there at the door going, Andy's coming, I'm going to get fed or I'm going to get my belly rubbed. Those are things we take for granted, like, oh, whatever, it's just a cat. It's not. It's a lot more than that. And one of the things that I really want to leave you with this Thursday is let's wake up, people. Wake up. Just look around. Open your eyes. Look in your room. Look at your family. Like, really notice your family and your friends for the first time. Like, really get reacquainted with them. Get reacquainted with your parents. Get reacquainted with your siblings, your friends, your coworkers. And you're going to realize that, wow, there's a lot of stuff you miss. Like, if you've got nieces and nephews that are growing, all of a sudden you're like, wow, kids like a couple of inches taller than normal. I can't believe how much it's changed. Or maybe you realize that all of a sudden, you realize that, you know what was important to you 10 years ago? Not so much anymore. Not so much. And you need to reevaluate those goals. You might have made 10-year goals, and you haven't looked at them in 10 years. And you might sit there and go, oh, man, I haven't done much of anything. But the reality is that you've done a lot, and it hasn't hit you yet. So my thought for you today is to make sure that you need to really appreciate who you are, what you're about, and wake up and really take a stand for yourself. Take that notice of, you know what, this is me, this is what I'm about, and yeah, I'm going to take that time to really get acquainted with myself, my surroundings, and enjoy life the way it should be enjoyed, not on a crazy high-speed lane, but like slow it down a little bit, check it all out, and see what it's all about. And I think that thought goes perfectly into the next song that I'm going to play. Love this song, so I'm going to go right into it. For you guys, for your enjoyment, I have Take a Stand by Ms. Jenna Donovan, and I hope you guys love the song as much as I do. Here you go. Take a Stand by Jenna Donovan. We are back. That was Take a Stand by Jenna Donovan. Love, love, love that song. Oh my goodness, it just motivates me. I just want to go out and conquer the world or beat someone up that's being bad. And I mean that in a good way. No, I'm not violent. No, I really am. I'm not. I'm a very peaceful person. No, it's just the fact that isn't it an amazing song? It just pumps me up and I just feel the need to just really do something, you know, not be afraid to speak your mind or maybe make some changes that need to be made because they're long overdue. You deserve otherwise. Okay, on that note, I have an email here from Becca. Becca says, wants to know what motivates me to do the show that I'm doing. That's a good question, Becca. Honestly, you know what? It's you people. And I mean that in a funny way. You people. I remember years ago, if you said you people, it was considered like a bad thing, and people would want to fight you for saying that. But hopefully it's changed now. But you guys really pump me and motivate me, because one of the things that I've learned, and this was funny, because when I was a police officer, it's very easy for you to get caught up in the negativity of the job, because as some of you can imagine, we don't see the nicest people in the world. We wind up dealing with the majority of the people that you guys wouldn't even let on your block, never mind in your house or any of that. And you have to interact with them in a professional way and not get desensitized where you start treating everybody like they're scum, which they're not. So the reality is that for me, one of the things that I got to do when I was a police officer was try to see people for who they really were. For example, you have a drug addict. You know, very sad case. Let's say they're a heroin user. So they're hooked on drugs and they're there. But the reality is that a lot of people, all they see is a heroin user. Okay, that's well and good, but that person is not a heroin user. They are someone that happens to be addicted to heroin, or someone that happened to use heroin. That's something they do. It's not who they are. And a lot of times we as humans can't get beyond that first impression, or whatever that is, whether that's, you know, that's a Spanish person, that's a black person, that's an Italian person, that's a alien from Mars, or, you know, that person is loud, that person is a rapper. That it's the reality of the fact that we confuse what people do or where people come from with who they are. And those are two very different things. And that's something that, for me, Becca, really motivated me to get to know the human nature of people, to get to know what they really were. I have to say, I've actually had conversation with a couple of so-called junkies that were really fascinating people. Fascinating. I mean, their intelligence level, the things they've done, some of the stuff that they've gone through. It's just sad that they wind up using heroin as a way to escape some of the horrors that they experienced. But by the same token, I got to realize that even though they were on drugs, even though they were doing things that weren't good for themselves and for the people they loved, there was still a humanity there. There was still some depth to who they really were. And sadly, that's a lot of stuff that gets lost, a lot, when we as a society judge people on their face value. And the reality is that when I learned to not do that, I'm not saying I don't still do it. I'd be lying to you. There are times where I'm like, oh, my God, look at that person, and then I feel like a fool because they're not anything like what I thought they were. But the reality is that that's what motivates me, Becca, to get to know what people are about, to learn about their stories, their struggles, stuff they've overcome. It's just amazing to me to be able to get to know you, to get to understand you, and then to share it with other people. We've talked about this in other shows that a lot of times when we look for mentors, and this was something Charles Barkley, I'm going to use him as an example. I remember Charles Barkley doing an interview or a commercial where he basically confronted people on the fact that he's like, you know what, I'm sick and tired of you telling me that I'm a bad role model for your child. I'm not supposed to be your child's role model. I'm a stranger that happens to play basketball. That's what I am. The role model for your child should be you, the father, the mother. And the reality is that if you are the type of role model that you should be, then your child would look at me and go, he's a great ball player, but not really a great role model. They would know that. So it really hit me on the fact that we look to celebrities to motivate us, to inspire us. You know, Oprah, a great example. You know, she's this amazing woman that's done all these great things, and she continues to help. But by the same token, there's a mystique, there's a greatness that we visualize to them, and we say, well, that's them. Oprah is amazing, she does that, or, you know, Tom Hanks does this, or Angelina Jolie goes out and helps. So it's something that we can keep distant because we don't hit with the fact that these are average people, because they're not. They were at one time. They were able to overcome all of their obstacles and now are great people, famous people. I'm not saying good people, because there's a difference between a known person, a celebrity, and someone that's good. Big difference. We forget that sometimes. I think for me, average people like, let's say, Andy or Bob or Debbie or Jenna or, you know, my boys with the music, That's what motivates me, because those are average people that continue to strive through everyday adversity to go for their goals, to go for their dreams, to be who they were. You know how hard that is, guys? You know, you have to admire yourself and have, come on, guys, take it easy on yourself and realize how difficult it is to continue to strive, to be different, to go to this dream, to do these things, because any of us could tomorrow say, you know what, I'm just going to do the 9-to-5 thing. That's it. Just fade off into the millions of other people that do the 9-to-5 thing, because that is not a bad thing. There's no dishonor in doing that. But deep down inside, every single one of you that's in my chat room, every single one of you that listens to me, anybody that I talk to, there's a twinkle inside of you, that desire, that inkling that you want greatness. You want to go beyond what you're doing now. And guess what, guys? It's hard. It's difficult. And while you're striving to your dream, like Andy, my man, he's writing a book, but Andy still has to do the 9-to-5 until the book gets published and he blows up to greatness. It's not something that we can just stop, and but it's difficult. I mean, Andy could just go home and play with Buddy his cat and hang out and chill, go work out, do his thing, and that's it. And he would have an honorable life. It would be respectable. His parents would be proud of him. His siblings, if he has any, would be proud of him. His friends would say, that's a great guy. Andy's a great man. But guess what? He has chosen to go beyond that, to put his words of wisdom on paper, to share them with people, to bring out that voice that is within him, put it in the written word that it's going to be here long after all of us are gone. And you know what, guys? Those are the stories that pump me up. They motivate me. I want to know what makes you guys tick, tick. What is that? I love it. I love it. And you know, it's funny because Andy has a great thing. He says, every mighty oak tree was once just a nut that held its ground. Love that. How many times haven't all of you been called a nut? You guys are crazy. I can't believe you're nuts enough to try that. Why would you want to do that? You know what? Andy's right. The biggest oak tree in the world started as this little nut that fell off a tree and said, you know what? I don't want to hang with everybody in the tree anymore. I'm going to kind of dive over here. And you know what? I guess if a nut was totally alive and could talk, he probably screamed all the way down, because that's a tall way to fall. You had to let go and say, here I am. I'm going to take my chances. Don't know where I'm going to land. Don't know if it's fertile soil. Don't know if it's a rock. Don't know if some nut job named Charlie's going to come by. Say, oh, an acorn, and stick me in her purse and bring me home and make me into earrings. We don't know. We don't know where life is going to lead us when we take that dive. But guess what? When we land in fertile soil that we create for ourselves, it gives us a chance to take root, dig deep. Come on, guys, dig deep, get that root. And guess what? We also know that trees, some trees that are really strong, like the redwood trees, they have a really crappy root system. It's weak. The only way they can grow so big is because they latch onto all the other trees around them, like-minded people, that makes them grow. That's why they get so big, because they're dependent on all the other trees around them. That's why it's so important for us to latch on to like-minded people that will call us nuts, but in a good way, and not say, you know, you really need to forget about that book thing or that acting thing or that promoting thing. It's not a thing, people. That's my dream. Don't play it down like it's something I do in between brushing my teeth. That's not what it's about. So, guys, that's why, for me, I love you guys. I think it just, every time I do the show, I just get so pumped up, so excited. I just feel like I can go conquer the whole world. So, Becca, to answer your question, that's what pumps me up. That's what excites me. That's what makes me feel, wow, like I could just go out and do anything, just anything at all. And with that, I'm going to have to play my song. I know Joe from Lawrence emailed me, and he wants me to play The Fighter because he loves The Fighter. Oh, my goodness. If any of you have not had the opportunity to see the trailer for the movie The Fighter, you've got to see it. It's awesome. I think it's going to be a really good movie, and the only thing missing would be the song in it. I think, you know, that would be the thing that would make it a total winner. But for the most part, I love the trailer. I hope that, you know, the rest of the movie is such as great. So, guys, Joey and Lawrence, this goes out to you. It's The Fighter by Cardiac and Sacrifice. Hope you enjoy it.
Sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettled, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision. decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb of my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
And we're back. I almost got caught off guard because I was too busy boxing. And he's right. He's saying, oh, you guys in the chat room are kind of quiet. But, hey, that's okay as long as you guys are hanging with me on this rainy night. That's true, Andy. You do have enough energy for everybody in the whole room tonight. I have to tell you guys, I am so blessed to have you guys as listeners. I mean, you make my day. You make my night. It's just so cool. Another email I have here was, let's see. What was the hardest thing about being a female police officer? That's a good question. I think for me the hardest thing, it wasn't so much because I was a police officer. It was the fact that I was wicked shy. Like, literally wicked shy. I know you guys find that hard to believe because I'm such a chatterbox now, but oh my goodness, I remember back in the day, it's like I would rather have my tooth pulled than have to actually speak to anybody because it was such a gut-wrenching experience. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I just kind of wanted to fade off into the background. So that was something that it was very difficult. So the first few times I actually had to talk to people or be a cop kind of thing, it was terrifying. But yeah, it was something that I overcame, and I'm very blessed to have had that opportunity because of the fact, had it not been for that, I don't think I'd be the person that I am right now. I'd still be very quiet, very shy. Definitely wouldn't be doing the show, that's for sure, because I'd be like, you know, having a panic attack thinking about it. Wanted to let you guys know, on a side note, I hope you guys have had the opportunity to go and visit with Max Bowen. We had him as a guest last week, and his Sea White Blackout show is on Thursday night at 10. That's right, at 10 o'clock. He's on, and you can guys segue right into him because he's on right after on Cyberspace USA, so you can listen to him. So, yes. It's so funny. So, anyway, guys, really, it's something that I wanted to, you know, have the opportunity to chat with you guys, get to know you a little better, and it's just one of those things that I've been meaning to do for a while. On another note, I really am looking forward to hearing from new acts. Guys, I've got all this great music on the rotation, but I need new music. So if you know a band, a singer, anybody that has great music that is not mainstream, that's independent, and they have all the music rights to, please, please, please send them my way. Because I would love to hear a new song. I would actually like to do, you know, more music and stuff. I have some that I got sent to me that I'm going to upload the next week. Be a great thrill. But I really would love to hear new songs out there. I know there's all this amazing stuff, and I just want to get an opportunity to hear it and play it and just have a great time with it, because you guys are just the type of people that I think. It's funny, I had a song here that I wanted to share. It's funny how when I go on the air, for some reason the song that I'm looking for is no longer there, and I'm bummed out because I had seen it earlier, but that's okay. We'll upload it again and play it for you guys. So once again, I want to play one more song, because today, actually, we're only having an hour and a half show. Yes, yes, I know, because it's just me, and I don't want to bore you to death. And I have some exciting guests that are coming next week, so they're a surprise. You're going to have to tune in if you want to hear them. There's more than one, so you're going to have a great time with them. But yes, I want to hear this song, because I thought it was such a cool song. It's called How I Roll by Papa Soul, and I just like the whole vibe behind it. So I'm going to play that right now, because I feel like doing it, because that's how I roll, guys. So here it goes, How I Roll by Nosekir Papa Soul from Chicago. Hello, and we're back. Oh, my goodness. I love that song. I don't know why. It just pumps me up, and I just love it. Hey, guys, you know what? I just realized that I have not mentioned our segment page. For you guys, if you log on to www.blogtalkradio.com and you go to Ordinary Woman, there's a segment page, and you guys can go in there. There's current information there from our upcoming guests that have been there. You have the opportunity to go in there and actually check out our shows that we've had in the past. If you want to catch up and you haven't had the opportunity to, you can do that. You can download them, keep them for that, or you can just listen to them. You don't even have to download them. You can just click on it and catch on it, catch some of the old shows. If you have any suggestions for some of our guests that we've had in the past that you would love to hear again, hit me up, ordinarywoman, WMN, at gmail.com. You can hit me up, and we will let you know. And we'll work very hard to make sure that these people get to be on the show. I know you guys have been clamoring to hear Cardiac again. He's been really busy. He's running around doing a bunch of stuff, but I'm definitely tackling his butt into the studio, having him come down, and we're going to make sure that he gets his butt in here so we can have him again. Papa Soul is the man, isn't he, Andy? He's just, I love him. So another thing, if you guys want to call in, 1-347-989-1473. I have all these shy people. Call me. I don't want to be here talking to myself. Guys, call me up, 1-347-989-1473. Have another email here from Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, what is up? And Jeremy's calling me from New York City. Jeremy, I will not hold it against you that you come from New York where they have Yankees. Yes. I will still like you. Jeremy wants to know, Jeremy, you're funny. How did I deal with having so many kids? I don't think I really dealt with it. I think I kind of just went crazy. You know, like Andy was talking about the nut thing. Yeah, that was me. I was kind of a nut job. It's funny. It just happened. I really wasn't one of these women that, when growing up, said, you know what, I think I'm going to have all these kids. No, that wasn't me. I was the type that goes, I hate kids, don't want anything to do with them. They were all right, but you know what? God has a sense of humor. He goes, you know what? I think I'm not only going to give you four of your own, but then I'm going to plop you down with four additional children that you're going to inherit. I love that. They're my inheritance when I married my husband that I have now. And then we picked up a straggler, kind of came, stayed for a while, and that's it. That's how it wound up. But you know what? It was fun. I'm not going to deny it. Do I miss it? I have to admit, yes, I do. I love the craziness. I love the fact that there was never a dull moment in our home. If you guys want to catch up on some of that, www.ordinarywomanwnm.com. Go to the archives. There's a whole segment of called Introductions to Our Family. That actually is little bios on my nine children and my husband and myself that you can read on, get you an opportunity to catch up on that. There's also a segment called The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Woman. You click on that in my blog. That actually gives you snippets. We wrote stories about things that my family and I got into, adventures that we went through, or misadventures, however you want to view it. It was kind of fun. We all kind of had, the way I wrote it out, there was always a life lesson that I learned whenever anything chaotic happened in my family, and that's how I did it. I tied it up so you guys can get the opportunity to go over there and check it out and tell me what you think, because I would love to hear what you guys think about the blog, what you guys think about the radio show, and all the things that are upcoming. I have to tell you guys, if you didn't get the chance to see Grown Up, I hope you get to see it, because you can actually see me in the background. I'm so excited. It's the basketball scene. I'm the one with the real ugly yellow shirt. And I have to admit, I thought that shirt was awesome when I bought it. Loved it. Thought it was the cutest shirt ever. But after wearing it 5 weeks in a row every day, yeah, I was like, you know what, not feeling it anymore. But it was fun. Got to meet Adam Sandler and all of them, so it was a fun thing to do. So, Jeremy, yes, that's how I dealt with it. Just learned to be really organized, enjoyed it, realized that couldn't pull my hair out every time something didn't go the way I planned, which was most days, and just go with the flow. Andy's funny. He says he wants to finally meet Cardiac. He was one of the most enigmatic guests I have. He just has this command presence. Oh, for you guys, if you want, you can actually befriend Cardiac. He actually has a radio interview, if I'm not mistaken. It's tonight at 10 o'clock, I think, on, I was trying to get him to hit me up, but on Facebook, if you go to Cardiac's page, as a matter of fact, here I am showing what an amazing multitasker. I'm going to go on his fan page right now and let you guys know. Cardiac, 91.5 tonight, if you're in the Boston area. Listen up, he's getting interviewed. He's going to be doing some free flow for you guys that are into the rap scene. Rap can be very difficult to do when you have written lyrics down, but he actually free flowed. He did a lot of stuff that came straight out of his head, so you can check him out on there. The only thing I don't have is the time, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be on at 10 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, so check him out. Another person you need to check out if you want to get a feel for the gritty underground scene, Scotty Mac Show. He's on Podomatic. You can actually check him out on Facebook, too. Get the opportunity to go there as well. A lot of great stuff going on. Let's see. I'm just scouring through Facebook to give you guys all these great things. Debbie! Miss Debbie, I'm on your page. Yes, I am. Debbie says, please take the time out to visit www.shineboston.com. They're ready to help the city, local talent, community leaders, and youth get their shine on. It's time to take our city back. We hope that you join the movement. I tell you, you got to go to Debbie's page. She's got some of the most amazing information on here. She's like my little one-woman, mighty little PR ninja. She's just awesome. A lot of stuff, information about concerts and fundraisers and all that cool stuff. So go check out Debbie's page. Befriend her. Tell her I sent you. You'll have fun with that. Also, other great things happening around in the city. I don't know if you guys knew. You guys are into acting or want to check out what it's like to be a background, you guys got to go to LDI Casting. Google them. Google. Yes, LDI Casting. They're actually looking for extras. There's a TV show being filmed in Rhode Island called Body of Proof. And it's Dana Delaney and a couple of other well-known actors. And they're looking for background people. So if you go to www.ldicasting.com, fill out their information right online. You can set up a little account with the picture and your bio and all that. Give you the opportunity to go and do some background work. It's kind of cool. You don't have to be an all-out actor, and you don't have to be, you know, like wicked outgoing or whatever. It gives you the opportunity to know what it's like to go. It's kind of neat. I think everybody that's remotely interested in the movie industry should go out and check it out. It gives you an opportunity to see what holding's about, what it's like to be on set, the things that go on. Kind of a neat thing to experience if you've never had the chance. And who knows, maybe you get bumped up and be a featured extra where people can see you, or you might get the acting bug and decide, you know what, this is for me. I think I'm really going to do that. Definitely check that out. One more song. Yes, one more song. This song is really funny. It's a funky song. Again, Cardiac and Sacrifice have a knack for writing songs that are kind of like supposed to be fun, but then people like, it goes viral. This song's one of those. It's called MySpace. I'm going to play it because I think it's just a fun song. MySpace by Cardiac and Sacrifice. I hope you enjoy it. Kind of a peppy little thing. Hear it out and see how you like it. MySpace.
I tell you my little better at my went like, yeah, boom, 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 yeah, girl. I seen your low beam, I gotta send a message. I see your top songs, caramel kisses. What I gotta do to get you home, missus? Firm request, it looks so good. I tell you right now, you fly as bird wings. You gotta be careful, cause you're bound to hurt things. Running through my mind, you need to rest your beauty. Use a MySpace model, the chat room cutie. And got me trippin' when I see you on MySpace. I tell you, might you look better at my place. Live like me, send those pics, but I check IG. She don't creep, but she'll creep for me. So I love that your heart is deep. It's immaculate, the way that mommy move her back to it. She downloaded, she loving the music. We downloaded, she loving the movement. She left a man, cause she loving improvement. www.youhitupcardiac. Google the kid, the flow's like a heart attack. Alright, mama, pop it like a semi-mag. Cause you looking fresh and clean like a laundromat. You can snuggle the boy, yeah. Send me a comment. You can be my little secret. Trust me, ma, I know how to keep it. You got me tripping when I see you on my face. I tell you, ma, you look better at my place.
Now tell me that's not a fun song. It is. It's like so, it's so weird and fun, and I like it. I don't know. I just like the song. I thought it was funny, the play on words and stuff. So guys, I have to tell you, Andy, you're funny. I have to keep talking to Andy because he's one of my regulars, him and Debbie, and just the fact that all the stuff they do. And Debbie, you know, she's a dynamo. She's always out there promoting the entertainment industry, the independent people, and all that stuff. So I'm really happy to have them be part of here and to be, you know, part of my listenerships. And not that I don't have my other regulars. I know Bob's like, hey, what about me? Bob, I love you. I know you're always there. Bill, Donna, Jenna, Martha, Mary, Sally, Twinkle Girl, Twinkle Girl. Twinkle Girl actually asked us to answer your question. Twinkle Girl had asked me. She's so funny. She said, some of the things that I've talked about in the past is some of the, you know, negativity that I've gone through, some of the, you know, I can't even say it's negativity, some of the challenges that I've gone through growing up. And she wanted to know how I managed to not be bitter about it and to change it around. I have to tell you, Twinkle Girl, I think it's just the fact that I had some great teachers in my life. Yeah, that was a good thing. But I can't really pinpoint it where I decided that and I think my husband helped a lot because one of the things he said, he had such a negative wisdom. He said to me, if you keep that anger and you keep that resentment and you hold on to it, it eventually will turn into like a poison that will eat you up inside. And the people that try to destroy you or take you down or just shut you down, they win. And it's so true. You know, a few minutes ago when I was talking about the fact that some people unfortunately turn to drugs to deal with their pain and their suffering, that's when they lose out. Actually, I think the world loses out because you see some people that had maybe so much to offer and aren't able to because they're trapped within the prison of the drugs. And I think for me, that really hit me when my husband said that to me about the fact that if you hold on to that anger and that resentment, you can't see the world for what it really could be for you. So for me, I figured, well, okay, I could sit here and say, okay, God, why did you let this happen? But it wasn't God. God wasn't the one that hurt me. God wasn't the one that let me down. He wasn't the one that did that. So what I can do is I can take the life lessons of what I went through and say, what was the reason for it? And as long as I find a reason for it, then guess what, guys? It's no longer a bad thing. It's no longer a negative experience. It's something that I can use to relate to people. So, for example, when someone comes to me and say, you know, I've never felt like I belong because my birth mother gave me up for adoption. Well, guys, the reality is that if mom and pops have always been there for you, whether they were not the greatest parents of the world or were the best parents in the world, you don't know what it's like to not have your mom there for you. And that's something that helps me relate because I know. And Andy, oh, my God, Andy, I really need you to be like my writer because you have such nuggets of wisdom. He says, forgiving is less about them as it is to help you. That is so deep, Andy. I'm going to have to write that down. That is so true because you are absolutely 100% right. It's not about them. It's how to help yourself. Because the reality is, guys, I hate to break it to you, but a lot of people that hurt us, they don't think about it. They don't even realize that. Because we as humans, when we are in our thing and we are doing what we do, we get so bogged up in us, we don't think of other people. I mean, I'm sure how many times haven't we hurt people that we love without even realizing it. Like we'll say something or we'll forget an important date or we made a promise and we didn't fulfill it. And we hurt people and we don't realize it. To us, it's like, what's the big deal? So I forgot that today was our anniversary. My bad. But you know what? If that person spent all day preparing for it and we blew it, we hurt them, but we don't think of it. Like a year later, I'm not going to think about the fact that I forgot it was our anniversary. And let's say that person is still hurt, still saying, oh, they don't love me, they don't care about me, whatever. Just an example. That's the reality. The reality is the fact that it is. It's definitely something that I've learned, and that, for me, Twinkle Girl, has helped me to learn that, you know what? I really want to enjoy life. I want to get the most out of it because it's an amazing thing. Life is such an amazing thing. And, you know, guys, do not take it for granted. Enjoy it, love it, be it, do it. Because it's just one of those things that, I hate to sound morbid because when I say stuff like this, people take it wrong. All of a sudden they're like, oh, my God, I wasted my whole life and I don't know. But you know what? It doesn't matter. If you were asleep for the last 30 years of your life, guess what? You've got another probably 50, 60, 70 left. Redo it. Build it. Do it. Oh, my God, just go out there and enjoy it. Who cares about what happened yesterday? Just rebuild it, turn it around. And on that note, I got to play this song. I just do. It's called Way It Is by Papa Soul.
hope that my troubles are gone by.
And we are back. Yes, we are. That was Papa Soul. No Secure Papa Soul. And wait, it is. So, guys, I cannot believe the time is up already. What is going on? I cannot believe how fast the time goes. Andy, you are killing me with that ninja. Absolutely love it. Andy just put a little ninja for me in the chat room. So, guys, yes, I know. I have the lady in my ear. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited. Today's show is an hour and a half because I am going back to Pennsylvania. I have a family commitment. So next week, yes, we're taking the show on the road. Going to have a couple of neat guests for you, but we will still be here from 7 to 9, except I will be in Philadelphia. Sounds kind of exciting, doesn't it? We're taking the show on the road and see if we can get some local talent out there, try to get the word out, get some music going, got to split it up. So this week we're actually going to be uploading a lot of new songs. We're going to still keep the favorites, your old favorites. I know, don't panic, Twinkle Girl's like, no, you'll be fine. Your favorites will still be there. Debbie will still play The Fighter for you and for Shelly. Guys, love that song. And, of course, Legendary, which is always on the rotation. But, yes, we're going to be out there. So, guys, by the other thing, too, as we wrap up the show tonight, I need to know what your feedback is. You guys are awfully quiet in the chat room, and I know it's because most of you are actually doing other things while you listen to me, and I'm so grateful that you do listen to me and take the time out of your valuable day. So what I would like to do is get some feedback. Tell me some of the guests that you'd like to have on the show, some of the topics that you'd like to maybe mix up, talk about. I would love to get some, you know, a little spice up in here. Maybe, let's talk about politics. Do you want to bring that up? Any views that you might bring up? Anything that you'd like to discuss, share with us? Religion, that's another big one. Anything you'd like to educate us on? I know there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to various religions. Would love to hear some of that if you can educate us. Any topics, the economy, the weather, I don't know. You guys fill me in, tell me what's going on. We're actually getting in the process of booking the show for the next year, so we'd love to get some guests up in here that you guys would be interested in hearing. We do have some dynamic ones coming up in the next few months, but we'd love to get a few more. Andy, you need to hurry up and publish that book, honey. Finish it up so we can get you in here. Debbie's got some major talent coming my way as well that we're going to have. Max is sending some talent my way. So, yeah, we're going to have some exciting things. And in the next 2 weeks, we're going to try to corral Papa Soul to come in here and be my guest for the evening as a co-host. I think that'll be so. And I'm hoping to get we need to get Mountain Man back up in here because I think it would be an amazing thing to have my co-host back, because as we said, he's been tied up with other things, and just looking forward to having our chemistry back and having him back on. So guys, yes, I just want to let everybody know that I hope you guys have an amazing night and an amazing week, if anything else. And just hit me up. Let me know what is going on. Would love to hear from you guys. And just got to remember, got to tell you guys, we've talked about this before, and I just need to reiterate this. Remember, guys, those are your dreams. Yes, those are your dreams, your goals. So please, whatever you do, do not let anybody take them away from you. Remember that. Remember that, as my girl Smiley says, nothing, nothing is impossible to the willing soul. So on that note, of course, I have to segue out with this song. I usually go out with Legendary just because I think it's a great song. But today I think I'm going to let you guys go with my girl Jenna Donovan's song, Picture Perfect. So guys, enjoy the week. Looking forward to seeing you next Thursday here at, well, not here, but on Blog Talk Radio at 7 o'clock at night. We're going to have some great music. We're going to be on the road in Philly. And love you guys, and thank you all for coming. So here you go, Picture Perfect by Jenna Donovan.
Can we get some more makeup on her? I don't think I need any more.
Suck it in.
I don't.
Jenna,
suck it in.